You're listening to Aspen Public Radio. I'm Carolyn Zachariasen. This election season, Pitkin County's only contested race is for the Aspen School District's Board of Education. Reporter Allison Bektash covers the schools and is here with me now. Hi, Allison.
Hi, Carolyn.
So candidates needed to fill out their intent to run last week. Who's in the race?
We have three open seats on the five-member school board. All three incumbents are running. What's interesting about those candidates, Dwayne Romero, Susan Marolt, and Margot Johansson, are that none of them were actually publicly elected to their seat. They've all run before, but through a series of different circumstances, each of these three members were appointed. They have two challengers who are on the District Accountability Committee, called DAC for short. That's Susan Zimmon and Jonathan Nickel.
So explain the relationship between DAC and the Board of Education.
DAC is a requirement of the state. They're in charge of recommending to local school boards the priorities for spending and other improvements. It's made up of teachers, parents, and a member of the administration. This spring, the DAC did just what they were supposed to do. They pointed out some notable spending data, mostly taken from state reports, showing that standardized testing scores are dropping in relation to other schools, even though our budget and classroom size are on the high-performing end. The board had quite a bit of pushback on that DAC report, saying that they were overstepping their bounds, and even that some of the salary data that DAC brought up was causing a harmful atmosphere in the schools.
So what's the role of the school board, and how does the public choose?
It's really interesting because, as you know, we have a very engaged community when it comes to our elected bodies, except for, I feel like, the Board of Education, which doesn't get a lot of scrutiny from the public. I was there at their meeting this week, and there was no members of the public present while they're having their discussions. The school board is in charge of the entire budget, and then they essentially have one employee, and that's Superintendent John Malloy. And all of their policies go through him and then get dispersed down. That's the governance model that the school board has. As with any school district that relies on property tax, a lot of the people who are funding this district aren't directly using the product. Any member of the public who just wants to make sure that the sales tax that's been approved lately, the bond that went out, that the taxpayer money is being used effectively, would want to have an eye on how the school board is now spending that money. They also this week set goals for what they're going to do this year. So whomever wins will be working on six bullet points that they've decided are priorities. That includes upping those math scores that have been dropping and finding a way to retain quality staff, including additional housing or adjustments to the salary schedule, which hasn't been updated in quite some time.
Thanks, Allison.
My pleasure.
Reporter Allison Bektash is following the fall election, including the five-member race for Aspen School District's Board of Education. I'm Carolyn Zachariasen, and you're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.